Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, boy. All right, Birds, 4-0. As you heard there with Ray in the update, the AJ thing, which you know, we had alluded to in the first segment. So let's dive into that and then right to the phones. So, obviously, frustration for AJ Brown. Everybody's known it. He had done a damn good job keeping it in. So yesterday after the game, and it was getting close to 7 o'clock yesterday. I think it was in the 6 o'clock hour. He went to Twitter and tweeted the following. If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. John, what's your reaction to what AJ did, what it represents? What do you make of it?
I am, he's being a diva. I am annoyed by this. I think for the team's sake, it's selfish. And I guess he held out as long as he could.
I think so. Is it selfish? Yes. Do I understand it? 1,000,000,000%. 1,000,000,000%.
I understand it. I wouldn't do it. I think it is destructive to the team.
Oh, it could hurt.
Certainly
it could
knows
hurt.
That, and it's going to take, a lot of internal meeting and deliberating to figure all this out.
So when Sirianni came up, the slogan for this year, and it's one of the slogans he's using, contributions over credit, I immediately thought of A.J. Brown. Like that's
you did. You said it right away.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the A.J. Brown.
It's not surprising.
What's not? Go ahead.
That he took to Twitter. I mean, I'm not surprised at it.
Yeah.
But I think some people may be thinking that he's going after Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. I don't. I think
it's a coaching play call.
I think it's completely directed at the play call.
So what John alluded to, like you have 10 yards to go and you're doing a curled 8.
100%.
I think the way he phrased it, it's like if you're not going to be listened to, like it's not like Jalen's not listening to. I think it's the routes they're running that he's saying, hey, let's do something different, and they're not. That's my guess. That's my interpretation.
So I actually think that is likely the guess. I mean, that's my guess as well, particularly when you couple it with what Jason Avant said. Let's play this audio. And then we'll get right to the phones, because Jason Avant and Jaws both weighed in on the NBC Sports Philadelphia postgame show yesterday. And when they said it, I thought, holy mackerel, this is going to cause a stir. And this is before AJ even went to Twitter. On one level, someone might interpret what Avant's saying as a knock on AJ, like he's diminished. On another level, someone could say, well, no, it's just the routes that they're assigning him. And the reason the defenders are defending AJ the way they are is because they know he's not going to blow past them, because that's not what the route calls for. Listen to Avant, listen to Jaws, you be the judge. This is all going to cause a stir this week. There is no question. So will AJ's tweet. Here's what happened on NBC Sports postgame last night.
I have to say this about AJ Brown. I have to say this about it, is that A.J. Brown is being played like a receiver that can't run anymore. The secondary is looking at A.J. Brown like a guy that is reluctant to go by them, and that's what's happening. They're sitting on routes. Yep. So that's something that A.J. Brown has to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing in order to get this type of coverage? But they're playing him like his name is Jason Avant out there running go routes. You can't do that, right? So I think A.J. Brown has to do a little bit better when it comes to coming off the ball every single time. That third down late in the game, the last time they had the ball, or significant had the ball, it was an out route. First of all, he oversplit, meaning he split too wide, and it was an out route against zero coverage, and then he quit on a route. So you can't do those things, and that's something that if AJ Brown wants the ball, you have to run the routes the right way and also come off the ball so guys don't sit.
But he still has it in him to do it the way he's always done.
I don't know that. I think that's what Jason's saying. Maybe he does that because the go routes, you got to go to get the box for the quarterback. Or is when you get it out of your stance, you don't get to that sideline. You got to take it upfield so the quarterback can take you away from where that defender is. The balls he was throwing deep, he was right in the sideline. There was no window for Jalen Hurts to stick that ball into, no box to throw into, and the balls are out of bounds. There wasn't an area, some air under where he could throw the football.
Well, see, listen, I'm just saying how the defense is playing him.
Right.
Right. Whether A.J. Brown can do it or not, the defense is saying that you can't run by me. And that's the way they're playing. Yeah. They're playing him like that.
All right. So obviously some of that is clear, direct criticism of A.J. Brown. There's no question. Some of it is a direct criticism of him. Some of it, as I interpret it, is their assessment that A.J. Brown's not being coached right and that he's doing what he's being asked to do. Split. On that front, as I interpret their comments, look, your thoughts on all of it. The victory, the AJ thing, do you understand him going public? Are you mad at him that he went public? How would you handle it? Look, I still think AJ Brown can run past people. I still think he's one of the five best receivers in football. His numbers are not even close to it. Again, his numbers are not even close to it again, and I'm sure he's losing his mind. And they might lose the player if they don't figure this out. I will say that. They might lose the player if they don't figure this out.
The thing that's crazy is you got to look at the targets he's getting per game. I mean, he really is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Leading these passes to him, but he is the focus of the passing game.
Not a ton. Not as much as he should be. Yesterday there were 7 targets, 2 catches. And obviously that wasn't
it was
good.
More than that. It was like 9.
I believe it.
It was 9, and then the week before it was 10.
Yeah, it was definitely 9.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to the phones, guys. Let's get to Kenny in East Oak Lane. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. If I start sounding like Nicky Santoro from Casino, I apologize.
Go ahead.
I really do.
Just keep it clean.
I have a lot to talk about.
Just don't kill me in the end. If not, if you're about to, I'm going to take you out to the desert. Uh-oh. I'll make you freaking
Billy Bat's revenge.
You bring you bring the shovel. You shovel in yourself. But go ahead.
So
ain't the first hole like Doug.
A part that's relevant was. You said I'm bringing heat on you, and that was definitely a factor in the second half, right? They looked defeated in that second half. But also in the second half, and I'm jumping ahead to my points, Jalen was definitely hurt after that hit where he hit the ground and stayed there for about 3 seconds.
I wondered that, too. Yep.
Because how do you go from night and day? He was like 10 or 12 in the first half, and I'm not a stats guy, so don't. Don't beat me up for it, but yeah. So thank you. And I'm like, in the second half, he couldn't do anything, and all of his passes were sailing, and he couldn't be accurate for anything. So I think Jalen was hurt. I don't care what anybody says, right? Second of all, let's move on to AJ. AJ is a diva. We know this. He's frustrated. He should be. And last year, he was vocal, and things changed. So why wouldn't you do the same thing this year, right? It's not ideal. You know, it's not right, but AJ is who AJ is. We love him. We go through this stuff where, you know, he's like the petulant child at some point. And I get it because this offense is not as high powered as it is on paper, as it should be.
I agree with that.
There's a lot of people hurt. We're taking a big hit in the beginning of the season, and we usually don't. You know, for the past couple seasons, everybody's been healthy for the most part, but like, Lane was out yesterday. A bunch of people were, like, everybody was hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that definitely had played into, like, protection and everything like that. Like, it was
Well,
just
Lane
sloppy.
Has missed a lot of the last two games.
Yeah, he has. Yes, he has. And he's obviously one of the best players on the team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.